You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back, joined by Diana West, a regular feature of this program each week at about this time, a syndicated columnist for many years, now blogging superbly at dianawest.net. I commend to you as well her two superb books, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal, The Secret Assault on Our Nation's Character. Diana, welcome back. It is, as always, great to have you.
Great to be with you, Frank.
Let's start with perhaps the main focus of attention, I guess, in the presidential sweepstakes, namely the debate that took place earlier this week between Donald Trump, a man I know you strongly support, and Hillary Clinton. What did you make of both what happened and what didn't happen in the course of that 90-minute exchange between them?
Yes, well, it was not a great night for Donald Trump, in that there were so many opportunities that he missed to completely nail Hillary Clinton on any number of extremely important issues, from immigration to amnesty to Benghazi to, of course, emails. And the words Clinton Foundation did not come up at all. So I think there's, let's say, room to grow in Donald Trump's performance. As far as Hillary Clinton goes, I think that's what we're going to get. Hillary is Hillary. Hillary was Hillary. She made it through without any coughing. I think this was her great achievement. That was actually quite meaningful. I think that was helpful for her. However, I do expect the same Hillary in the next debate, and I will hope to see a more specific-minded and forceful Donald Trump in these key issues in the next debate.
Hey, Diana, one of the things I know you're following very closely and very usefully, I believe, is Europe and what is in prospect for us if we make some of the same mistakes that the Europeans have, notably with respect to, as you mentioned earlier, immigration, specifically allowing in well over a million refugees, migrants, illegal immigrants, what have you, mostly from Muslim nations of the Middle East and elsewhere. As we speak, there is a conference underway, a group called the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Several of our colleagues are there, Steve Coughlin and Claire Lopez, working with Elizabeth Sabadich-Wolf and other European freedom fighters. By the way, if I may say, Elizabeth's got a marvelous video that Ginny Thomas of the Daily Caller filmed with her recently about what's happening in Europe, what's happening specifically to those like her who are engaged in the exercise of freedom of speech and trying to protect Western civilization more generally. Give us your thoughts on what the latest is, Diana West, about all of those topics in Europe.
Yes, well, I think that the discussion of the European migrant policy as mistakes that we should not also make, it misses the key point here, which is that the elites, the governments in place, are doing this on purpose. I mean, these are purposeful policies to allow in this demographic revolutionary force of mostly male men, mostly Muslim male men from the Middle East and elsewhere. And we see it replicated in a slightly different form because we do have oceans around us, but we see the same thing happening here vis-a-vis the Syrian migration to the United States that the Obama administration has been foisting on us and you know, in higher numbers even than we thought. These are not mistakes. This is policy. This is policy to change the demographics of the Western world specifically, not the countries from which these people hail. The Middle East will stay the same. Africa will stay the same. It is the West that will be transformed. And at this point, debate is, I mean, it's valiant, but I mean, the point of debate is really over. This isn't an argument that anyone will win. It's really the moment for people to vote these governments out of office wherever they are. And that would be the same case essentially for Donald Trump in the United States. This is the point, the key point of his presidency, potential presidency, is to halt this demographic transformation, whether it's coming from Central and South America in terms of the Hispanic influx that will transform the country, or the Muslim influx and African influx that will transform the country. Europe is an absolute catalog of horrors, in terms of crime. Elizabeth Sabadich Wolf, our great friend, spoke about how it is that there are no more little, she called it personal safety devices left in Austria. These are essentially buzzers that hang from the neck. Women, including Elizabeth, her mother, and her daughter, the women of Austria have bought these as safety devices because they're so concerned about being attacked on the streets of Vienna and elsewhere by Muslim men who are now in the country being lawless. And it, you know, this is, it's sort of like the debating point is almost beside the point. We could have these debates forever. This is actually the crisis that is upon them, and whatever mechanisms for change exist in their democratic systems must be enacted if they are to reverse and halt this utter descent into barbarism.
Diana, you've touched on a point that is also, I believe, in play in another context, this effort to suppress freedom of speech as one of the instruments by which the Islamic supremacists are seeking to impose their program, they call it Sharia, on the rest of us. Elizabeth's case in point, now being prosecuted by her government for having given, as they charge, offense to Muslims, being just one manifestation of this thing. What's happening in Europe, of course, more broadly, another. But there is now a very important public policy issue in the United States, and that is whether in the next 3 days we will surrender the last vestiges of our responsibility for, our oversight, our control, whatever you want to call it, of an important internet function that essentially allows us to assure quality control with respect to domain names. Given that the Russians, the Chinese, the North Koreans, the Saudis, the Iranians, and others have made it abundantly clear they don't like this instrument of freedom of expression, does this worry you that we might be empowering them to restrict it and do so in a way that, you know, isn't just a problem for Americans, but really for the world? It's become very, very much accustomed to the internet serving as an engine of freedom.
Oh, yes. This is the free speech debate of the technological future. This, and we are losing. I mean, if we lose this control, this is a tremendous tool of suppression in the hands of all the wrong people. And it isn't just even in terms of the Islamic piece of this, but the mind control that can be engineered through speech and thought control through such tools of censorship in the technological world now, it is stupendous. I mean, it's actually essential for our enemies to have. And this is why it is such, I mean, it's kind of a surreal sort of thought, 3 days, countdown to, and you know, it's hard for us to imagine all the ramifications, but certainly it's moving in the absolutely wrong direction. And this is, should be a tremendous concern to all. This, I think, is another issue of Donald Trump's.
He's staked out the right position. Yeah. And, you know, I really believe, as I've mentioned in a commentary today, I really believe that Hillary Clinton may be the key to staving this off, because Democrats in the Senate are otherwise going to insist that we go ahead and surrender this important role unless she's heard from, saying don't do it. And I hope that that will happen. I'm not holding my breath, but we need to find out where she stands on it for sure. Diana West, we know where you stand. And thank God it's on our side. We're very grateful to you for all you do. Check her out at dianawest.net. And, of course, American Betrayal and Death of the Grown-Up. We'll talk to you next week, Diana. Stay well in the meantime. Thanks so much for joining us. Next up, Tom Popick joins us. We'll talk about what a blackout in Puerto Rico tells us about our own grid's vulnerabilities.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.